Lynch. But everybody loved Dominic Lynch.
Thank you. anybody saying, I love you. Growth and pleasure. I changed direction. I took action, came alive.
Did you have some man's talk?
Now, I believe that pleasure is the point of our existence.
Thank you for being our sort of people. One really did come out of the blue.
It's funny he didn't have a tan.
Why isn't all our life as beautiful and sensual?
I've got it at last.
Forever and forever and forever.
Hello, Kevin Atherton speaking. When Audio Arts invited me to do a piece of work for this, their brand new 3-cassette issue containing 4 hours of original sound works by over 40 artists and accompanied by a 12-page, fully illustrated booklet available to you, the public, direct from Audio Arts, 6 Briarwood Road, London, SW4, at the knockdown price of £9.99, and knowing that no art college, library or private collection shall be without this issue, a primary artwork in itself, I of course replied to the invitation by saying, no. Instead I said, I'll advertise it. Buy it. now.
Passbook really separates me from birth to death, because even when I am dead, I cannot be buried where a white man is buried. A pass in South Africa is not merely an identity. A pass in South Africa for an African controls the whole life. If we haven't got it, people will go into prison for the length of time until your relations know where you are. In which case, sometimes they don't even know you're in jail. I have very strong feelings against the passport. It means it means to me that I'm a slave, that I can't move, that I can't do anything. We have no voice of our own. It is the changing of the whole system.
A way of survival.
my freedom was disciplined and controlled, and no longer, because I was with a man or a boy or whatever, was I allowed to actually move in and out freely because of the suspicions of sexual activity. Oh, I never fell in love. Never. No, I get sort of crushing lusts. But I never fell in love until more recently. I did feel as though I had no control over the situation and was a bit distressed by my submission. Sexuality for my long-term relationship never kind of comes to anything very much. I've only had one relationship where body was truly shared and enjoyed. Being dead honest with you, I'm saying actually what I feel, and I'm saying to you what I'd probably say to a woman. Yet, the response I get is quite different to a woman's response.
Not being confined. Searching for common ground.
And jail means once you are in there, you get sold. You see, you're not, it's not even discussed with you. Farmers come to the prison and they come and buy. Well, once you have the passport and you sign for it, it's absolute slavery. Nothing more than that. This is my own personal description of it. And I had to sneak there and go and live with him. As long as the law did not find out. Well, the only advantage is that they can keep track of you. They can regulate your movement.
Hiding the tracks. Running out of space. Not being confined.
Just being able to get up and do things and have no restrictions about. I could be whatever I wanted to be. It makes me feel trapped because I feel incapable of being in control. But the nicest way to share your body is with someone that you really have a good mental understanding with, that you are physically attracted to. And I think the mental thing comes first. The ultimate is wonderful. I mean, it is the nicest thing. You don't have to think about anything. I mean, the actual act of penetration.
Secret actions, secret spaces, secret actions, secret spaces, secret actions, secret spaces.
Got everything controlled. I can't get out of it. I can't move within it. I can't get a job. I don't feel that there's a future for me in it. I don't feel there's a future for you. What are you going to do when I end up at the bottom of this block of flats? What do you do with all the people who just can't take it anymore? And all the slashed wrists and people in the loony bin? Do you ever feel responsible for them? Because you're where it started. It started with you all those years ago. All those weeks ago, all those hours ago, you've just condemned so many people. You know, it doesn't matter about your conscience anyway, does it? You know, you just rub it off, you're just another part of it. You never accept that universal guilt, would you? We're just replacing each other with lumps of paper. We're just noting down everything we know about each other, human being. What good's that, you know? What does that do? You give the information. Well, you know where it goes in the end? It just comes down into the pockets of those who'll destroy us. And that number will get smaller and smaller, and ours will get bigger and bigger. And
what? Food? You want to know about my food? Okay, should we do sex first and then food? Why do I keep my food? Oh, is it separate? Does it touch? The two bits of cheese, do they touch in the fridge? Or are they on different plates? Well, you sent a man round, and he didn't even ask to see my cheese. I mean, we're talking about the untouchables here. That's it. Live with someone as an untouchable. Then it would be really fastidious, it would really suit, wouldn't it? It's wrong. You shouldn't have to ask me these things, you know. Am I a dependent? I have never been dependent. Maybe when I was breastfed. I haven't been dependent for years. That's an insult, suggesting that I'm a dependent of someone. Do you mean, as soon as I have sex with a man, instantly I become dependent? Instantly, I lose all free will. I cannot even make myself a cup of tea. Is that what you mean? Let alone earn myself a living. Now,
are people on Social Security scroungers? Right? Do they just want to scrounge a living off Social Security in order not to be able to do anything? It's put about that people, you know, like, again, you know, scrounging, willing to scrounge up the state. I mean, for one thing, is it scrounging? I mean, for one thing, where's the money come from in the first place? You know, do these rich, you know, the ruling class, sort of out of their own pocket, that they have earned themselves through their own sweat, pay out to keep the rest of the population alive? I mean, it's only through what the population, the working class, has provided the ruling, the wealth, to enable it to pay itself back. Exactly what is creating this crisis? Exactly what is creating unemployment? It isn't immigrants. What is creating it? It's not just unemployment in this country. You've got unemployment throughout Europe, in America. Capitalism's in its death throw.
Shift me then. Shift me if you want to shift me. You don't know what a nuisance is. You don't know me. You wait. Shift me if you think you can. I hear you. You try and shift me. Listen to him. He's like one of a nuisance. He doesn't know what a nuisance is, does he? I mean, look, I've been waiting around this place. I mean, there's nobody. You come and you namby-pamby. You send me to this place. You send me to that place. I mean, God, this waiting is killing me. In this country, you wait and everything. You people can't wait for it. In Jamaica, people don't wait, you know. Maybe it's a bit of a problem, that, I suppose. But they won't wait. They don't wait at all. It's trouble. Trouble if you keep people shifting around. You make an appointment, you should come and see the person, have the appointment. You shift it from one person to the other person. You come here, that person's gone to lunch. I mean, shift me. If you think I cause a nuisance, you better see me now, or else, you know. I sit down here on the floor, I tell you about it. I mean, what are you, racist or something? Is it because I'm black you don't want to look upon me? I mean, what happened? Am I dirtying the foyer of your establishment? I mean, if you want me move, you better see me.
There's something going on, because otherwise why do I get this sort of treatment, you see? And I can only think that if you've got this huge file, and I think about what you might have on that file, that some of it is... I think that on paper I could look like a real failure, and look like, to you, I must look like I am... I don't know what kind of people that you put on the firing squad or something. People that society doesn't want, you know, the sort of people you put in the dustbin. Not surprising, I suppose, you would treat me pretty badly. I get the same really horrible feeling, you know. It's not a pleasure in any way. You feel just a piece of flesh to be prodded about with and poked about with. And, I often cry, just end up crying, I think.
I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road, third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. feel I'm going back to Massachusetts. Pennies in a stream, falling leaves of sycamore, moonlight in Vermont. Start spreading the news, I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. Now I live and breathe in Philadelphia freedom. By the time we got to Woodstock, we were 500,000 strong, and everywhere there was song and celebration. Pulled into Nazareth, was feeding about half past dead. In the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, country road, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, country road, take me home. She's my Tallahassee lassie from down in FLA. Holly came from Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked her way across the USA. A hustle here and a hustle there. Bonnie and Clyde began their evil doing one sunny afternoon round Savannah way. Virgil Kane is my name, and I rode on the Danville train. I'm leaving on that midnight train to Georgia. Pardon me, boys, is that the Chattanooga choo-choo? Take the last train to Clarksville. I can meet you at the station. You can be there by 4:30, 'cause I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. Help me, information, get me Memphis, Tennessee. I was dancing with my darling to the Tennessee waltz. Nashville cats play clean as country water. Mississippi, you've been on my mind. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one who's gone and left me blue. In a bar in Toledo, across from the depot, on a bar stool she took off her ring. Indiana wants me, Lord, I can't go back there. Take a look around at Selma, Alabama. Tin soldiers and Nixon common, we're finally on our own. This summer I hear the drumming for dead in Ohio. Last night I went to sleep in Detroit City, and I dreamed about those cotton fields and home. When I was a little bitty baby, my mama done and rocked me in a cradle in them old cotton fields back home. It was down in Louisiana, just about a mile from Texarkana, in them old cotton fields back home. Come on, take me to the Mardi Gras in the city of my dreams. You can legalize your loaves, you can wear your summer clothes in New Orleans. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of razzmatazz. You know what made Milwaukee famous has made a loser out of me. I'm going to Jackson, look out Jackson Town. You've been talking about your Madison shoes. We got a thing we call the Madison Blues. Do the Madison Blues. Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train. Well, it goes to St. Louis, down to Missouri, Oklahoma City looks so, so pretty, you'll see. Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino. Excuse me, do you know the way to Kansas City? And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. Only 24 hours from Tulsa. I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee. Is this the way to Amarillo? Every night I've been hugging my pillow, dreaming dreams of Amarillo and sweet Marie who waits for me. Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Rattlesnake Speedway in the Utah desert, pick up my money and head back into town. Jojo left his home in Tucson, Arizona, standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona. It's such a fine sight to see. There's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford. She's slowing down to take a look at me. By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. Viva Las Vegas, viva Las Vegas. Oh, I'm longing for San Bernardino. Home then Pasadena, there I'll settle down beneath those palms in someone's arms in Pasadena time. Oh, those Hollywood nights and those Hollywood hills. If you come to San Francisco, summertime will be a loving there. I'd be safe and warm if I was in L.A., California dreaming on such a winter's day.